Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat Industries Power Limited Q4 and FY22 post-results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Ashit. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q4 and FY22 post-results conference call of Gujarat Industries Power Company Limited. Today, we are pleased to host the management of GIPCL, led by Mr. K.K. Bhatt, General Manager and Chief Financial Officer, as well as other senior officials from the management. The call will begin with brief remarks from the management, after which we'll open the lines for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Bhatt, for your opening remarks. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sir, you may please continue. You are audible, sir.
Yeah. Can we start now? Who is hosting your meeting?
Sir, Anshuman. Sir, if you have, sir, any opening remarks, you can place it now, after which we'll open the lines for the Q&A session.
Anshuman, can you just open the conference, then I will give the specific remarks. That would be fine.
Okay. Sir, shall we start with the Q&A session directly?
Yeah. Directly we can start.
Okay. Rutuja, we can start with the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. How are you? Can you give the broad highlight of what is the status of the solar power project, the large solar power project that we are undertaking?
Basically, we have committed 100 MW solar project in the month of last year, August, and that project is doing now. It is generating very well, above, I think, 30% CUF it is giving. The new project which was commissioned last year, financial year, it is doing very well, and we are coming with 2,375 MW Khavda project. That is in the project stage as of now.
Yeah. Sir, I was talking about the Khavda project's further details. I mean, what has happened in the last six months from the update that you gave us last time in the con call, if there are any meaningful updates there?
See, it is basically not a one-year down the line project. It is a down the line five-year project timeline. 50% by December we have to complete, and everything is going on as per the schedule of activity which we are supposed to. That is geotechnical investigation, contour and topography survey, hydrologic survey, detailed project report already been submitted to MNRE. PMC has already been finalized. Desalination plant, we are working on it. LTA signed for 600 MW with CTUIL. MNRE approval, we have already given by MNRE 2,250 MW. These are the progress as per the scheduled timeline. Everything is going on as per the timeline process.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Nilesh Doshi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Nilesh, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
Fine, fine.
Namaste, namaste, sir. Sir, my question is little bit lengthy, but to the point, I will ask to the point. Sir, we are the asset-based company and at the current market price, the enterprise value is not more than 1500 crore rupees. While if we calculate the replacement value of the current operating capacity, say lignite 500 megawatt, wind 122 megawatt, solar 262 megawatt, the total is 884 megawatt. And if I assign the value of 4 crore per megawatt, then the replacement cost, replacement value comes to 3,500 crore rupees. It is 58%, the current enterprise value is 58% discount to the replacement value. Sir, we have installed 175 megawatt additional power plant in during the period of 2019 to 2021, 75 megawatt earlier and then 100 megawatt in August 2021. But at the same time, our the stock price, the shareholders or investors are basically concerned with the reward by the shareholder, reward by the company and the wealth creation by the company. We are generating the enough cash and reinvesting for the purpose of expansion, but somehow the either market is not giving the discount or we are not conveying the right thing, because at the same time, because the institutional investor which were holding around 17 to 18%, they have reduced the stake by 10% during this period. In such situation, is it not advisable to conduct a one or two buyback consecutively, because we are generating around 300 to 350 crore rupees cash profit every year, and suppose we utilize that fund for the buyback? So rather than, because we are more or less 1.5 years cash flow is investing for the 100 megawatt power project, and it is not rewarding to the shareholder sufficiently, at least because our price is around 80 to 85 rupees. I understand that the management is not much concerned about the share price, but about the efficiency and the management of the company. But we as a shareholder are not rewarded. Earlier the dividend was 2 rupees 90 paisa, now it is 2 rupees 30 paisa. So what the management is thinking, and I think if rather than expanding, even we stop the further expansion, then also we can generate the 350 crore rupees cash flow from the current operational plant. So does it not advisable to launch anything which reward the shareholders?
Thank you for your question. First of all, I would like to say that basically we are putting our internal accruals in the expansion to build the asset, which will be in future will help company to grow further. Because as you may be aware, that old technology, gas-based stations are no more in operation. All these things with the change of time always happen. So we have to expand into the new area, new venture, new expansion, then only company can grow further. That is the first thing. Second thing I would like to tell, the share price was around 65 to 67 rupees. It has gone to 100 and it is now hovering 80, 85. It is still better than the previous year what it was. And that is basically not in our hand also. But what you are telling is correct. We will try to our best how we can help the shareholders further in the coming days with the new expansion and other things coming, taking place. We will look into it, surely.
Sir, in that connection, I would like to ask how long the lignite power plant will be operational?
Lignite power plants, we are having 500 megawatts. Additionally, 20 years plus 10 years lignite reserves available with us. So, for the lifetime of the lignite station, we don't have any issue.
So, okay. So, can we assume that it will be operational for the next 20 to 25 years at least?
Yes, definitely, definitely. It will be with the 5 or 10 years, another life enhancement we are also thinking of. That will also be possible with the available reserve in that region.
But the current captive mines will support both the lignite plant to operate at full capacity?
Yes, yes, that we have already surveyed. After doing everything, we are thinking that.
Okay. And sir, we have floated up one tender for 75 megawatt additional solar plant, and for which I think the February was the last date, some February date. What is the status of that project, sir?
Yes, sir, your question is very valid. That was the tender for GUVNL 500 megawatt bidding. That was bidded by the other bidders at a very low price. And we don't want compromise to go beyond certain level with quality and profitability and all those things. So now we are thinking for this 75 megawatt expansion with some other modality wherein we can give it to some other companies. That is in the process. It will be within a few weeks it will be finalized. So that project through GUVNL we are not doing, but we are doing it for some other PSUs. That is in the process. It will take few weeks or so to crystallize.
Okay. Sir, though the lignite plant is available for 20 to 25 years, but our all new expansion will be in the renewable field. Is it okay, sir? My understanding is correct?
Your understanding as of now is correct, because the currently renewable is the only focus for the GUI as well as the Gujarat government, and the requirement and availability of land, looking at all these issues, we are right now expanding in only renewable. But as you may be aware, situation may change down the line 2-3 years. Green hydrogen, all these things, battery through battery generation, battery banking, all these things will come into battery storage, and all these things may come into picture. So we may think at that time with the new expansion requirement, looking at those aspects at that time also.
And sir, gas-based plants are not working currently. Will it be once again commence, or permanently we have closed down, or what is the status of that plant? I know that the gas price is very high, so it is not feasible to operate the gas plant. But suppose the gas price once again comes down, then we will recommence, or we will shut down, because it's a otherwise also it is generating a very minimum profit for the company.
See, the gas-based stations are totally debt-free, depreciated. We are now preserving it for the future requirement, because what we think in next down the line, one or two years down the line, again it may be possible to run the station. So that is why we are keeping the station through preservative mode.
Okay, sir. So right now for the current year, what is the capex expectation, sir?
See, the current year capex would be at Khavda would be around 300 crore would be there for solar park development per se, because after the park project we will initially kick off. So for the next financial, it would be first phase park development, 300 crore roughly, plus 75 megawatt what we are thinking of. It would be around 400 to 450 crore roughly.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thanks.
Yes, bye.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Badjatya from Honesty and Integrity Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for providing the opportunity. So for out of this 400 crores of EBITDA that we have done during the year, would it be possible for you to give the numbers in terms of how much was the losses on the gas plant, how much was the profit from lignite, solar and wind separately?
Basically, gas-based station was contributing around 50 to 25 crore. Right now, it is for the current financial year, it is not giving anything as such. That is one thing. And
sir, basically, I just want the bifurcation of 406 crores that we have EBITDA. How much is from lignite? How much is from solar? How much is from wind? And obviously, we'll have some losses from the gas-based station. So, if you can help us with this specific number, that would be helpful for us to understand.
EBITDA from the thermal would be around hovering around 200 to 215 somewhere. And from the wind and solar, you can take it around 200, 220.
Okay, okay. And out of the, I'm sure that lignite and wind plants would be profitable for us, but in terms of PBT, in solar plant, which plant is still PBT negative for us? How much of the capacity would still be negative on a PBT basis? For solar, which will eventually turn profitable as we pay off debt and depreciation got reduced. So I'm sure it will turn profitable. But as of now, how much of the solar capacity is loss-making in terms of PBT?
See, basically, in what is well, solar station is under negative mode. All are in positive state only because the tariff and what we are getting and our cost vis-a-vis, all are in positive state only.
So currently also all solar, I missed your comments earlier, but currently also for FY22, all the solar plants have contributed to PBT or they have not? I mean,
yes, all have contributed. Even the new commission in the month of August, that also has contributed.
Okay, so all the PBT positive. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Dev from Aquintus PMS. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just one question on your lignite power plant. I think the answer to the first question, you're saying that you are more or less basically dependent on your own, you know, lignite mine. But, you know, in the past, you had an occasion to buy, you know, lignite from outside. In fact, in FY21, you also bought some imported coal. So how was it in FY22, sir? I mean, were you completely dependent on your mines? I mean, or you have to buy some from outside?
Hey, let me break your answer into two parts. For 21-22, it was supplied by our own mines.
Okay.
Financial year, there was no anything we have to buy it from outside.
Okay.
But the requirement year on year depends on the availability of the location, landslide, monsoon. All these are the geographical factors which is affecting the production level at the mine. So in some year it may possible. Previous to last year, there was an extended monsoon, heavy rainfall. That was the reason we could not have the available lignite from the mines. And to run our station, we have to import a very minimal quantity, not very large. It is below 10% of the total requirement. It is not that much we are depend on the imported food.
Okay, okay. So, but, you know, in a normal state scenario, what you're saying that your own mines would be sufficient for your, you know, 500 megawatt power plant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
So, sir, how many years of lignite reserves we have in our mines?
The lignite plant started SLPP-1 way back in the year 2000 and SLPP-2 started in 2010. Still we have the available lignite to feed our power station for next 30 years.
For 30 years? Yeah, yeah. But our useful life is only 17-18 years, no?
See, the first station is 30 years, that is around 2030, and another one, 2010 commission, it is, PPA is getting expiring 2040. But we have the available lignite. That is the reason we will be increasing the available PPA for another 10 years. Life extension of SLPP-1, and we are thinking for SLPP-2 also. As per the requirement at that point of time, we will think for that also, life extension.
And sir, you said CapEx for Khavda is around 300 crores and another for 75 megawatt is also around 350 crores. So how are we going to fund this 650 crores rupees of CapEx for next year?
The Khavda project, what I have informed just now, is the CapEx for that solar park only per se. And this we are going to fund it through our own internal accrual, as well as we are going to take debt also as per the requirement of the project. So, and we are also having that MNRE subsidy for solar park development. For say 45% from
MNRE. 30. Okay. So, can you quantify that subsidy in rupees of crores?
30% of the cost.
30% of the cost means 90 crore you will get as subsidy?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so your contribution will be 210 crore only.
Yes, and in that case, you can say our contribution is 210, and at the back end, we are going to get the UDC, upfront development charge, from the project developer also we are going to get at the back end, and the balance we are going to fund it through our own as well as debt.
So still, sir, I have not understood our role for Khavda project. So entire infrastructure we have to develop, including roads, everything, all utilities, everything we have to develop, and we are going to get a fixed rate of return on that investment. Means how this arrangement works?
See, basically Khavda is having two phases. One is the project and one is the park development per se. Park development we have to do it, and then there
Hello?
Also we are going to get certain return on our
Hello?
Investment. Hello?
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 Yes, Mr. Vipul, we can hear you. Can you hear the management?
Hello?
Hello? Mr. Vipul, can you hear us?
Yes, yes, I'm getting the voice.
Hello?
Is it clear?
Ullamati George Nagita's office now.
I would request Mr. Vipulsha to please rejoin the queue. We'll move to the next question, which is from the line of Vaibhav Bajadia from Honesty and Integrity Investment. Please go ahead.
Thanks for providing the follow-up opportunity. So I understand, you know, last year we had faced this beam replacement issue, and that's why you know, last few years have not been normal in terms of profitability. For FY23, I'm talking about FY24, which hopefully would be completely normal year for us. Based on the current capacities, what kind of PBT can we do if all the plants are kind of, you know, operating normally with normal capacity utilization? I just wanted to understand what kind of PBT can we do on this whole capacity that we have currently.
Well, thank you for your question. But in the current normal scenario, since the station 1 is not in operation, we would be hovering around 250 to 300 PBT.
It is 2024 he is asking about.
Oh, well, 23-24, no? Oh. Next year, there is no capacity addition next year. We would be around that only. But I don't think...
300
plus. No. It would be in the range of 250 to 300, you can per se, for 23-24. Post-24, all this when capacity will be added, at that time it will be more than that. But right now, 23-24, it would be hovering between 250 to 300.
Okay. 250 to 300. So, sir, I mean, I don't understand it still. So the see, if I look at your historical results, so I'm assuming that, you know, all the as I said, in FY24 everything will be normal. I'm not talking about FY23. FY24 everything will be normal. And if I compare with, say, last time in FY20 when we generated 300 crores of profit, while we didn't have some of the solar plant operating. So you're saying that by FY24 as well, those plants will not be, those additional capacities will not be contributing anything to profits? Because in March 2020 financial year, in FY20 also, we generated 300 crores of PBT.
See, last year, if you look at the last year profitability, there are two factors which has affected the profitability for the year per se. That is, station 1, Baroda, totally shut down.
No, no, I'm actually talking about, sir, FY20. I'm talking about FY20. FY20 profit is 300 crore PBT, right? I'm talking about last to last year, so 2 years earlier, March 2020, our PBT was 300 crores. And now in FY24, also you are saying that we will do 250 to 300 crores. Now in between FY20 to FY24, we added capacities on the solar front. So basically what it means is that whatever additional capacities that we have created, you are saying that that will not be contributing anything?
See, Vaibhav, you are talking 1920, I have to look
right.
At it. There may be certain things which we have to see into year-wise. What was the reason why it is 305? That I think other income, something may be there in that.
Sure. Sure, sir. No problem. We'll probably engage on this separately. That would be helpful. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruve Sanghvi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Right. Sir, mere do question hai. Ek hai ki, agar hum last 5-6 saalon mein dekhte hain, then कोई ना कोई कारण से थर्मल पावर प्लांट्स दो या तीन बार बंद हुए हैं, वो बीम का प्रॉब्लम हो, कोई दूसरा टेक्निकल इश्यू हो, क्या हम ये बोल सकते हैं कि अगले 4-5 सालों में भी एक या दो टाइम पर प्लांट शटडाउन आएंगे ऐसे 2-3 महीनों के?
Your question is valid, but it's all mechanical. We can't predict. We are doing our best to maintain the availability of the station with annual overhauling and everything. But since the machines are old, 20 years down the line, it
right.
may happen, something may happen, but we are trying our best so that availability doesn't affect it.
Right. No, I was not blaming ke point of view se main nahi bata raha tha, sir. Main just understanding ke point of view se bol raha hu ke because machine purana ho chuka hai, that's a given fact. With that understanding or दूसरी जगह पे जब ये machines पुराने हो जाते हैं, so what has been the typical trend in a power plant? के generally 4-5 साल में 20-25 करोड़ का खर्चा और 2-3 महीने का shutdown is common?
What you are saying is absolutely correct. We are having our own team to see the how we can do all this activity as per the requirement, and we are doing all these activities in the phase manner so that the production does not affected, and all this activity of renovation wherever it is required for replacement of spares and everything, we are spending, what you are saying is correct, we are spending crores of rupees into that to bring back the machines at the healthy level. That we are doing phase manner.
Sure.
Doing annual overhauling, capital overhauling also we are doing. All these things are being taken care of by the team so that production we impact na ho, or all this activity also get into done so that machines gets available for the better performance.
Right. And sir, previous I mean there was one question which I would like to reiterate again, and hope if you can clarify that. 2017, 18, 19 and 20 broadly hamara profit before tax was approximately 300 crores. After that humne ye do saalon mein, in the last 2 years we have added capacity on the solar side and a little bit on other capacities are getting added on the solar, apart from the ultra mega power solar park that we are building, and still we are saying that our profit before tax will only be 300 crores. So that is one place in which you can give some broad thoughts that jo humne last 4 saalon mein average kiya hai और कैपेसिटी ऐड होने के बावजूद हम वहीं पे अटकेंगे, आप ये हमें गाइड कर रहे हो, तो ये थोड़ा सा हमें नहीं समझ में आ रहा है कि क्यों.
व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज एब्सोल्युटली करेक्ट. इन द फेज मैनर सिंस लास्ट 4-5 इयर्स गैस बेस स्टेशंस प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इज गेटिंग डिप्लेटेड ईयर बाय ईयर. अर्लियर इट वाज कंट्रीब्यूटिंग ए लॉट इनटू द प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी बॉटम लाइन बिकॉज द स्टेशंस आर टोटली डेट फ्री depreciation fee. It is adding to the bottom line very well, but with the availability of gas, the machines are not running at full capacity. Capacity wise from 90% it came down to 70-50, now it is below 50, and current year it is, for last 6 months it is zero. So now whatever is being added on the bottom line is zero from the gas based station. This is not See, second point is SLPP last 2 years, because of, as you say, there were certain issues. Those issues have affected the availability of the station very well, and that has impacted the fixed cost recovery per se on the PPA, as per PPA. That was also the reason last 2 years slightly under recovery was there. But now onwards we are hopeful that we will be back to the action in the SLPP also. COVID affected, maintenance activities were affected, all these contract workmen were not available, AOH was there. Then again this economizer beam issue got delayed due to COVID by 3-4 months. That has impacted my fixed cost recovery. All these factors were there.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Neeraj Kamtegar from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, tell me.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, how is the current energy demand and at what PLF lignite plant currently we are operating?
Just a minute. I am putting it to our commercial head. She will be able to tell you at what level.
At present, our availability from SLPP power plant is more than 75% for 250 megawatts, and another 250 megawatts we have some constraints, so it is operating at 60% availability level. 65, approximately
65%. What is the PLF?
PLF is also around same. Like in our SLPP, our we are top in the merit order. So our availability as well as PLF both are same.
Both
like,
are above 75, you can purchase.
No, for station 1 it is 65 approximately, for station 2 75.
Average is above 75.
So plant SLPP 1 is 75 plus.
No, no, SLPP 1 is 75 because of the supervisor beam issue for SLPP unit 1. We are supposed to replace it in the next AOS in the month of July somewhere. That is the reason we are running that station at a low load. That is the reason in SLPP 1 it is slightly at 65 to 67%, and SLPP 2 it is above 80%.
No, no, above 75.
Above 75.
Okay, okay. And what is the current energy demand?
Current energy demand at the load dispatch SLDC.
Current
19 to 20. State demand is 19,000 to 20,000.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, my line was disconnected, so my question was, how are we going to fund the Khavda project and another this 75 megawatt project which you are talking about? So around 600 crores of capex. We already have certain borrowings. So can you throw some light on this? Hello?
Just a minute.
45%
up.
Hello?
See, the SS, this solar park per se 300 crore. Out of 300 crore, 30% will be the subsidy from MNRE. Then 45% will be funded through UDC, whosoever we are going to sell the park location. 15% will be the equity contribution by GAPCL, and 10% we are going to fund it from the by the debt. That is the total mechanism as of now. And for 75 megawatt, 400 to 450 crore, we are going to fund it by 70-30 mode. That is 70% debt and 30% equity.
So that 75 megawatt, when will it become operational?
It will be operational down the line, 18 months you can consider.
18 months. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Your question was there on the 2000. No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Bajaj from Honesty and Integrity Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the follow-up. Just have last question, sir. Sir, for FY21, I'm not talking about FY22. I'm talking about FY21. We operated our gas station pretty much at, I think, around 56% PLF, which is pretty much normal given its history. And unit 2, 165 megawatt of that anyway was shut down, and it has been shut down for last few years. So FY21, what is the PBT only for the gas based station? Because anyway it was not, you're saying it's completely written off in terms of depreciation. So in terms of PBT, what it would have contributed in FY21?
Well, basically, gas-based stations, day-by-day contribution by way of PBT, everything is going down. It has it was contributing earlier, 2023, around 23 crore, but right now, current year, it is zero. You can consider.
Yes.
And another reason, I think you were asking about 1920,
Right.
It was high. Current year, why it is low? One of the reason is this 25 crore this. And
correct.
LPP, there was the profitability down as compared to 1920 in SLPP 1 by around 40 crore.
Hmm. Right, correct.
So because of certain this economizer beam expenditure, then under recovery of fixed costs, certain other expenditures we incurred for the maintenance, for better life of the machines, all this has contributed around 40 crore together.
Right.
If you add 40 plus 25, 65 crore profitability has washed away in the current year as compared to your financial year 1920.
Correct, correct. Yeah, that's what actually, I think that 25 crore, if it's it was contributing to profit, that explains a lot of things. I think that's pretty much explain a lot of increasing contribution why it's not coming. So that's it for my session. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Ashish from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is, sir, what has been our lignite production in FY22 and what is the target for FY23?
22 production of lignite, just a minute.
Huh? It was in the range of 23 less metric ton. 22, no? 21, 22, no?
Oh. Yes. So you can tell both the figures, the production and consumption.
It is 29 lakh metric tons.
This is the production for FY22.
Yes, 22.
And so what is our target for FY23?
Basically, our range of production requirement 34 lakh metric tons to run the power station at a load factor of 75 plus and 80 SLPP 1 and 2. That is always be the target of production.
Okay. Sir, just for my understanding, do the regulations allow us to sell the lignite to third party?
Not selling, and we don't have the right to sell the lignite to third party because the captive mine has been given by the authority government for the purpose of captive consumption in the power plant only.
Okay. Sir, the next question on the RE projects that we have. Sir, if I heard correctly, you said that in FY23 and 24 we will not be commissioning any capacity. Is that understanding correct?
Yes. As of now, we will be targeting 75 megawatt solar project. Down the line, 18 months, it will be operational. So next financial year, it will not add to the capacity. And Khavda, initially, we have to go with the solar park development, then the project. So there is no, as of now, possibility of any addition in the next financial year.
If you can guide us with the timelines for Khavda, that will be helpful, both for the solar park development and the capacity that you will be putting up by yourself as a developer.
You see, basically, first of all, we have to do the solar park per se project completion. Then we are targeting most of the capacity, that is 2375. We are targeting at least 1,500 to 1,800 capacity addition in the Khavda location by our own. Next 5 to 7 years down the line, it will take place.
Okay. And sir, the solar park development, how much time will it take?
Generally, when everything is clear, available, then it generally takes 15 to 18 months. It takes time.
Okay.
18 months. You can say 18 months would be the correct idle time.
Okay. And sir, the 75 megawatt project that we are doing, so have we placed the EPC order for the same?
No. No, as of now, no, because what the EPC price which was discovered for the 75 megawatt which was for QNL, that still the price is live and we are going to use that in the for this 75 also. That is our target.
Okay. So are we waiting for the module prices to cool down a bit and then place the order, is it?
That we will see if the rating module prices, what has been quoted at that time and current time, if there is a vast difference, then we will take it up with the contractor to cool it down and reduce the project cost. That we will be take care of within few. Once the project is totally ready for the takeoff, then we will take it up with the EPC contractor through price negotiation to the best of interest.
Okay. So that answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ashit for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the call. I thank the management of GIPCL for giving this opportunity to host the call and thank all the participants for making this call a very interactive session. Thank you, Mr. Bhatt, for your detailed answers. Thank you, everyone, and we can now close.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, you also.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.